have you automated voice for interrupting me.
Yep. Okay, so my favorite moment of this past episode was probably... okay, I'm going to have to go later, so you guys go first.
Judy, you can go first.
No, you can go ahead, Steve, go ahead.
Well, I'm just trying to think of one, to be honest. I obviously wasn't that big of a fan of the episode. I liked it when the jackass teenage guy got killed. I was a fan of that.
Well, it was so obvious that it was gonna happen. It was just like, ugh.
What you get for not listening to Sam?
Well, yeah, I mean, I just I enjoyed this episode. I thought it was funny. I thought the episode was funny in its own way, you know. It was like, I don't know, I'm trying to remember, because, like, at the time, I remember laughing a lot, but I only saw this episode once, and so I don't really remember a lot of what happened, but I do remember laughing. I remember I thought it was pretty funny, but, like, now that I'm remembering it, I can't remember any of the funny parts. I can only remember how annoyed I am that Sam and Dean didn't switch bodies.
Well, I mean, I did like the moment with Dean and the babysitter. I thought that was funny.
Yeah, it was cute.
Yeah, I laughed at that.
I mean, anything, any episode that relates back to the boys when they're kids, you know, I wish we could, I wish we could have, like, a prequel with, like, with the kid actors that are playing Sam and Dean and just see, you know, what
they... Crossing my fingers that there should be another flashback episode this series, because we have one with season one, we have one with season three, we have one with season four, so I'm crossing my fingers.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be a good idea because both of those actors are very good. Well, I don't know. I don't want the Dean they used last season. I didn't like him.
I wasn't too fond of him either, but I love Colin Ford who plays Mini Sam.
Yeah.
No. Are you talking about Tall Dean from After School Special?
Yes, that's the one.
No, he was so terrible. Like, obviously that guy isn't going to grow up to be Jensen Ackles.
Yeah, that was so ridiculously.
No, I could not like Jensen Ackles. I'm just gonna, to be fair, you know.
Well, that's true. But I mean, like that guy didn't even sound like Dean. Like he had this weird accent, and he sounded really, really dumb. And Dean's not dumb. Dean just doesn't. Just because Dean doesn't like school, it doesn't make him dumb.
Right. But anyway, so did you say your favorite part, Sarah? Because we should.
Not yet.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm gonna quickly think, and I'm gonna go with, I don't know, because I love the Impala, but I loved when Gary crashed the Impala, and you just saw Dean Gary walking past. And Gary says, I'm really sorry. And Dean just says, shut up. It's either that or the beginning where Sam's in the bar. Because it's just, it's so cute. It's adorable.
Alrighty. So, yeah, the Impala was a great scene. I also liked that. That was probably my favorite as well. I did enjoy that. So, I guess we're moving on to Sam Interrupted now.
Which, yeah. You know, feels a little weird, go backwards. But, yeah, let's talk about Sam Interrupted.
First thing I want to say, the hiatus nearly killed me. Why did they make it so long? Why?
Because they hate us, because they want us to want more. I don't really know. When did the Olympics start? Like, because I know
the Olympics haven't started yet. The Olympics start in a few weeks. They start mid-February, I believe.
2012? At least here.
No, the Winter Olympics in Vancouver.
Oh, I have no idea about anything other than what's happening around my own area, so...
Well, yeah, the Olympics start in a couple of weeks, if not next week. I think middle February, so, and that's when another hiatus will happen, because nothing really likes to compete against the Olympics.
Another hiatus? Please tell me you're kidding me.
It's not a long one, though.
No, it'll be, like, I think it will be only, like, for, like, 2 weeks.
I mean... Whenever
this is why I bloody usually watch it when it comes on ITV2. There's no hiatuses. We get like a week before the finale, and that's it.
Well, whenever there's a hiatus coming up, I normally save the last episode beforehand and watch it in the middle. You know, I didn't watch the episode with Sam and Dean and Lucifer and Colt abandoned. What was it called?
Abandon All Hope.
Abandon All Hope. Yeah, I didn't watch that until like I don't know. Probably beginning of January, So I didn't have as much of a break. I had more of a break between that episode and the one before it. But I, yeah, that's something that works for me. But I really liked Sam Interrupted. I really liked this episode. I thought it was very cerebral.
I liked it, but I didn't know anything about it. So immediately, as soon as I heard Sam Interrupted, I thought a girl interrupted, which led me to think that maybe it was going to be a bit like the Buffy episode Normal again, where maybe Sam would get pulled into another universe or something, where it's in a mental institution, and which was, you know.
Yeah, I didn't like that Buffy episode, but I did like this
one. Hated the way it ended. It's like 6 years of telling us Buffy's completely wrong, and then it ends at the... It's like, ooh, or maybe it isn't. Mm-hmm. And it's like...
Yeah, that
anyway,
was...
we should move on because we've got 10 minutes left.
Yeah,
and I've
so...
got 2 pages worth of stuff to talk about.
Okay, well, go at it. Have at it.
I was just gonna say I loved the opening scene. I thought it was I thought that was really really funny, and I like how like Dean like patted Sam's leg after after the doctor. I was like yes, brotherly contact. But I also enjoyed and I also really enjoyed the doctor saying that Dean and Sam were dangerously codependent.
I wrote that down. That's one of the first things that I wrote down. It's like, duh.
Well, I think I was a little bit disappointed by it though, because I was because I'm smart and I watch every single spoiler I can get my hands on. I was disappointed because of the fact that I felt like they should have made it a little bit more. Because in the preview's very, very serious and kind of and kind of freaky. And this episode was more or less kind of funny. And
except for the second half.
Yeah. Okay. Well. Yeah. But I mean, like. But I mean, like, I felt like it was going to be more of a serious, you know, your brother and you and your brother seem dangerously codependent, almost like romantic lovers. Have you and your brother, you know, ever experimented together? I was considering writing a fic like that, you know, where the doctor's
talking. Go ahead, write
about
it, please. I would read a fic like that in 5 seconds.
yeah, we're like Sam and where the doctor's talking to Sam or Dean. They have a flashback of like Dean, I don't know, like making out with each other or something. I don't know. Yeah, so well, I feel like a little bit of a dork. Good.
Well, I mean,
someone else talk now.
the episode worked for me, except the fact that, you know, the cerebral things that were happening in Dean's brain, a lot of them were very rehashed. A lot of them had been brought up before. You know, yes, you have to save everybody. Yes, you have the weight of the world on your shoulders, you know, yada, yada, yada. You know, same old. I was looking for a bit of insight into his post-hell mind state. You know what I mean? Not this...
I sort of, I read between the lines a bit with that.
Okay.
Because I wrote down the conversation with the imaginary psychologist. And the line that I wrote down was...
He was super white, by the way. Does anyone notice that? It was really creepy.
Yeah, she really was.
And she asked, how many hours a night do you sleep? And his response was 3 or 4 every couple of nights. And I was thinking, maybe he's having nightmares. Because you know what? You'd be exhausted unless you were forced to keep yourself away.
Yeah, I think they've always worked under a little sleep, but that is a little excessive. And, you know, I think it's clear that he still has issues held up from hell. And they're kind of juggling all these storylines at this point, and they can't just focus on Dean, how Dean feels, as much as I would like that. But, you know, that's kind of what I thought this episode should have been. It should have been more specifically how he was feeling, what was in his head, and, you know, hell. I mean, he was in hell for 40 years, people. Let's not underplay that.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, and especially, like, from last season where I can't even begin to talk about it, you know, that's kind of Dean's attitude, to now where it's just like, yeah, I mean, like, I just think it feels like it's being far more underplayed than it should, and and instead, you know, it's just like, oh, Sam and Dean are just going to be angsty with each other, and I did want to talk a little bit more about the I love you scene.
And let me find my notes.
All right. What I found interesting about that scene was Dean's kind of notice how Dean always looks slightly irritated whenever Sam's drunk or messed up on something? You know, which doesn't seem exactly fair, since Dean's more or less always kind of on something.
I think it's the Big Brother syndrome, though. I think that's what that is.
You think so? Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I never thought about it like that before.
Did anyone else get a deja vu from Playthings?
Oh, totally. You notice how whenever Sam messes up on something, he always feels the need to, like, yank Dean closer to him, like in Playthings, when he grabbed Dean and, like, started stroking his face, and Dean, like, thank you, Dean. Or, like, in this episode where he reaches out his hand and, like, flaps his hand around until he finds Dean and just like yanks him closer, and Dean's like, whoa, what's going on?
Yeah, but Dean's got the line, you always were a happy drunk, so it's probably usual. Dean's probably used to it by now.
Probably. I find it very interesting because, you know, because alcohol lowers your inhibitions, and so I think this could be an interesting, like, maybe one of the reasons they had him be all messed up was not just to have a funny scene, but to, like, to show what he might be like if he's put in a situation like perhaps the one he's going to be in next week, where, like, Cupid brings out what you most want, and kind of like a lowered inhibitions, and, like, maybe what he most wants is to be close to Dean, you know, not in a romantic way like we would like, but maybe
I was just thinking that's going to spur 1,000 fan fictions.
Oh yeah, of course, if it hasn't already. And but, like, the thing about it is I think that I feel like Sam's real desire is to just be close to Dean again, and that's one of the reasons that he said, I still love you. I think he was waiting, because he looked a little sad when Dean didn't say anything back, but I don't think he was able, because he was all fucked up, I don't think he was able to fully process that emotion, and so instead he just got distracted and just beeps Dean's nose. But did anyone else get a slightly Wincesty vibe when Sam was still holding onto Dean and was just, like, looking around like he was trying to figure out what to do next? It almost felt like there should be, like, a hug there, or maybe, you know, in my universe, maybe a kiss there, you know. It's just like, I mean, like, because it's hard, because it's like, because I understand, it's like, okay, there's my interpretation of the show, which is, you know, which is a more of a romantic interpretation, and then
which is an NC-17 interpretation.
Yeah, right. Yeah, there's my interpretation of the show, and then there's a realistic interpretation of the show. Not so much. Okay, not so much because I think that it's an incorrect interpretation, but more because I think that it's an unrealistic interpretation. Like, I don't actually think that Sam and Dean are ever gonna kiss. I would like to see that, but I don't think, because I think that it would be, I feel like it would be true to the show, but I don't think that, and it would be true to their characters, but I don't feel like it's ever gonna happen on network television.
I mean, it obviously can't happen.
Maybe if it was on Showtime.
I don't even know if it was on Showtime. I mean, this is like, that's one of the last taboos, really, and I don't think they're gonna go there, especially with two guys.
Maybe if it was two sisters, but not in this environment. You know, when gay marriage isn't even legal in the United States yet, you know, they're definitely not going to go for gay incest. Like, even a moment, like, you know, they can only present it in a joking, sarcastic manner, you know, which they've done.
Like Dean being overly butch, apparently.
Dean's so butch.
He's like, maybe he's overcompensating.
I've read so many fics now that I can't even see Dean as being a macho figure. I can just see him as being like, I see him as being overtly macho and overtly like just constantly kind of trying too hard, and it just strikes me as very I don't know, as very butch, you know, like Sam noted in Playthings. Yeah, you're kind of butch. Maybe they think you're overcompensating. And so I always kind of get that vibe.
And short.
Yeah. our stumpy, bow-legged little hero. Do y'all read Television Without Pity's recaps?
Sometimes.
I haven't.
Oh, you should. They're so funny.